Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Segui fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to third. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is called out on strikes. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is hit by the pitch. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Buford covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi fires to first and has Buford trapped. There's the throw to Causey who tags Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Edwards moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, One, Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Martin to Ward. The throw back to home, and Edwards is out at the plate. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghi strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Buford bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Shoemaker covering, for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green pinch runs for Doc Edwards. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Bryan now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jim Landis. Wes Stock now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-4 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Brian and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 4 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 4 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with stock covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brian and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Shoemaker moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Shoemaker moves to third. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 5 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shoemaker scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to stock covering. Safe. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Gary Peters pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.